Good evening. The time is 8 p.m.
QST, QST, QST. Calling all radio amateurs. This is K3FR. Activating the Frontier Amateur Radio Association General Service Net. This net is held every Wednesday at 8 p.m. local time on this W4VA repeater located in Warrenton, Virginia. This repeater is owned and operated by the Fauquier Amateur Radio Association and uses a PL tone of 167.9 Hz for access. If anyone listening would like additional information, please see our website at w4va.org. Before we begin the net, let me check and ask if there are any stations that need to use the repeater. This is K3FR standing by. None heard. The purpose of this net is to provide a forum for general discussion and Q&A regarding topics such as radio hardware, computer software, antennas, operating procedures, and other similar information related to amateur radio activities. While I don't have a discussion topic tonight, I would like to point out some technical observations that I gleaned this week looking through the On the Air magazine in regard to construction and use of holding mechanisms for components during construction projects. I'd like to recommend that you could check Chapter 4 in the ARL handbook. There is information about MOSFET gate protection. And also, I'd like to refer you to my, if you have a copy of the October 1975 QST, while employed up in Canada, developing integrated circuits, I wrote an article for QST. It's called CMOS and the Ham. And again, that's in the October 1975 issue of the QST magazine. Both talk about simple methods for preparing for integrated circuits and semiconductors in general during handling and project construction. The issue that I saw in the On the Air magazine showed a way of organizing components by plunging their leads into styrofoam. I don't know how this one got by, but this is one of the definite no-nos for semiconductors. And even for low voltage, low breakdown voltage components such as very low voltage capacitors. Not a safe thing to do because on extraction, well actually on insertion of the leads into the styrofoam and also on extraction from the styrofoam, static charge can be developed from the leads rubbing against the styrofoam. And they can potentially destroy circuits and components. that said, one little demonstration I could suggest to any of you, get yourself a piece, a short piece, probably 6 inches or so of adhesive tape. masking tape works well for this. Fold over ends so that you have a access to it, and then fold the adhesive tape together so that it's self-adhering. go into a dark closet and peel apart the tape and look at the or observe the place where the components, I should say, where the tape. joins and is being separated. It'd be very surprising to see a little bit of an arc there. Even small charges such as that can destroy semiconductors. At least the common logic and small signal semiconductors. Power semiconductors, not so much so. But always be super careful with MOSFETs. With that said, let me note that we have a contest coming up this week, the VHF contest, and many of our members will be operating in that contest. Please keep an ear out. Give them a contact and give them the exchange. It would be primarily just your grid designator. For most of us, this is going to be FM Fox Mike 18, and they'll send that back to you. All right. Does anyone have any comments? I should say, are there any announcements that need to be made? This is K3FR, the control system operator for the FARA General Services Net, standing by.
W4RKU.
Okay, well, I recognize W4RKU. Go ahead, Kevin.
Just a few announcements. I believe Saturday also is the VE session down in Stafford Porter Library on some parkway. Can't remember off the top of my head. And the called breakfast is at the on January 28th, a week later. And outside of that, oh, I do have one general announcement. For those of you who are using Amazon Smile, it appears that they are discontinuing Amazon Smile in February. The reasons are because they want us to focus on the most needed areas, but I think the most needed areas for Amazon is their net income. But anyway, those are all the announcements that I can think of. Back to you, Ron, K3FR, W4RKU.
Okay, very good, Kevin. Thank you very much for those announcements. And that's interesting on the Amazon decision. Of course, we can all just understand what's happening with the financial situations are happening. Let's take a round of some general check-ins. Let me call for mobile and internet-connected stations. This is K3FR standing by. Okay, none heard. Let's call for our open call-ins. This is K3FR. Go ahead.
Q1HTV. Kilo Oscar 4, Whiskey Yankee X-ray, no comment.
W4KU.
AK4GG, no comment.
Kilo Mike 4, Oscar Zulu Hotel.
N7IBB.
KO4VNZ. No comment.
KN4SDL, no comment.
Kilo Victor 4, X-ray Zulu.
Okay, this is K3FR. Let's hold it there for a moment. I had you check in earlier, Kevin, so I'll note that. I've got it at K1HTV, KO4WYX, no comment. KO4YCO, KM4OZH, N7IVV, KO4VNZ, no comment, KN4STL, and K4Victor X-ray Zulu. Are there any others? I know that there was one duplicate underneath Matt there, so is there a... Let me call for the people who were part of the crashes there.
AK4GG. Whiskey Bravo 7, Romeo Alpha Victor, no comment.
AKY4OP. No comment.
Okay, I picked up their AK4GG. No comment. WB7RAV and KY4OP. No comment. Are there any other check-ins to the FARA General Services net? Over. None heard. So, Kevin, do you have anything? What's your do you have your report for this week? Go ahead.
A couple things, and don't change anything, but I think the one call sign, if I'm right, was Kilo Victor 4, X-ray Zulu. And if I am correct, just want to say hi to Matt. Miss you, bud. Yeah, I've a couple of things. Got some nice DX on 10 meters the last few days. I also was able to work Tango November 4 Kilo CW. I've been trying to get him for like a week or two now, so that was cool. And had a good session during the CWT today. And I hope to work some folks this weekend during the VHF contest. That's all I have for tonight. K3FR. Oh, thanks for doing the net, Ron. That would be the other thing. Oh, and your article is very detailed. K3FR, W4RKU, back tonight.
Okay, very good, Kevin. This is K3FR. I may make a note that this was quite early in the development of CMOS general purpose logic in use for a ham radio. I suggested just using a strap for grounding, soldering irons, and also a wrist strap that we have now. You should also have a grounded or low conductive net work surface. But I want to caution against high conductivity, in other words, metallic, and very low resistivity surfaces and grounding straps. For safety reasons, you should have you'd best to use the commercial straps that are available from numerous sources. But if you're going to build your own a conductive fabric for wrapping around the wrist, and should have at least about a mega in series, a mega ohm resistor in series with that wrist strap to a common ground for your workstation and area. And by the way, that workstation should also be grounded to a to an earth ground. Most soldering irons, more recent soldering irons, generally do have grounded tips and have integral grounding in them, so that's not so much of a problem for reduction of static electricity. With that, let's reach over to Rich, K1HTV, K3FR. How you been doing this week?
We're on K3FR in the group from K1HTV. Good evening, all. Doing fine. Been doing some work in the shack, trying to get some rewiring, a couple things. Yesterday was an interesting day. I worked a number of stations on 10 meters and 10, 12, and 15 from Asia. Mostly JAs, although I did work at a DU7, VA7 CD stroke, Delta United 7, which is in the Philippines on 10 meters. This morning worked at VU2 KDS in India on 10 meters, about 8:30 a.m. local time. So conditions have been good. Although the solar flux is down, it's down to 220 now. The A index is 15. K index is 1, which is good. But nothing in the way of 6-meter DX coming through. But I do have some report of some 40 megahertz DX. 8 meters is a band, the 8-meter band. Canadians can operate it. About a half a dozen stations in the States have been authorized with special WX number sign or WM number sign calls, and also some of the European countries. This morning I copied 2 stations in Slovenia, 1 in the UK, and 1 down in Bonaire, PJ4, on 40.680 on FT8. 40 megahertz. So the MUF is at least hitting 40 megs, but hasn't made it up to 6 meters yet. Hope to see you folks on in the VHF contest, which starts Saturday afternoon at 2 p.m., runs till Sunday evening at 11 p.m. So we'll be looking for you guys on the band. If you have any kind of signal on the sideband or CW or FT8, there'll be stations on hopefully all the modes, but probably focusing more on FT8 than anything. That's where the action seems to be. If there's an opening, an E-skip opening, you'll probably see more on sideband, but otherwise probably the sideband activity is fairly low, especially in January. That's it. Back to you, Ron. This is K1HTV.
All right, Rich. Very good. Interesting on the 8-meter stuff there. Very good. Very good. Thank you for that that update on that activity. I did try a little bit this afternoon or at Dominica on 10 meters. No, 15 meters. That's a new band entity for me. And that was about it on HF. Though I did hear and see and decode several Japanese and as well as VKs and let's see, I got VK2, VK4, VK5, and also a couple of ZLs that I decoded during the mid-late afternoon today on 10 meters, so and 12 meters as well. So did have some interesting time. And I agree, no major 6-meter activity this week so far. Though I did have a decode left on my 6-meter monitor of W0 KKO at about 5 o'clock. Let's go to, Matt, KO4WYX. You have a comment for us for this week. Over.
KO4WYX. Not much. Haven't done too much in the chat. I was tuning around 80 meters like an hour or so ago, and I heard my first, as I've heard before, that you'll find a lot of grumpy people there. I found some. I didn't think it was real, because everyone I've met in the ham community is so great and so nice. But I got to listen in, not participate. Battle over the band. But that's all I've got going on. Just playing with some Raspberry Pi stuff. I plan on doing some projects later this summer with. And trying to get smarter on that. But that's all I got going on. This is KO4WYX. I'm back to Nettle.
Okay, KO4WYX, very good, Matt. And I'm sorry, some people talk a little bit faster than they think. KO4YCO, John, how's things going? K3FR.
K3FR, this is KO4YCO. Name's Tyler here, actually, but it's been going well. Just been doing some DMR recently. Had to restart my Hivestar server there and get a rewrite on an SD card there, and it seems to be kind of stable. It seems like every few days, though, I need to restart it. I'm not exactly sure why that happens, but just been working some of the DMR channels, mostly 3100 nationwide, and starting to pick up on some more of the regulars that come through. But that's all I have going on. KO4YCO, back to net.
Okay, very good, Tyler. Okay, I've changed your name in the net logger here, so hopefully it'll be corrected next time we have check-ins. Gil, I know you're going to be on the contest. How are things going for you? KM4OZH, KE3FR.
K3FR, KM4OZH. Well, good evening, Ron, everybody on the net. And, I'm hustling along here, trying to get prepared for the contest, and I got a lot of patch cables, because I got new coax relays in the system now. I only have one feed line going to the antenna stack on the rear of the car now instead of three. So I got a relay at the top there, and then one in the car. So utilize the one coax that I have to deal with in setting up and tearing down. But yeah, I'll be operating, and I'll be working sideband. I'll be glad for local contacts and FM only. Also, I will be CQing on FM on the various frequencies. And of course, now new to me. We'll see how this goes. FT8 on 6 and 2. So there we go. So looking for that, and started putting the radios in the car this evening here, being it's supposed to rain tomorrow. So everything's in half disassembled now. But that's all I got. So I hope to work everybody on this weekend. This is KM4 OZH back to net.
Okay, thank you very much, Gil. And we certainly will keep your ears out open for you. Good to have you there, participation there. Brad, how are things for you in the shoulder, et cetera? And 7IVV, K3FR.
K3FR and 7IVV, thanks for asking. Things are actually getting really, really good. It's a whole different ball game with the lack of pain. And as soon as I can get this sling off, I'll be doing physical therapy, and pretty soon you should be back to about as normal as I think I ever was. So I'm looking forward to that. Hi to Matt out in, I'm assuming you're still out in, what, Dallas, Fort Worth, or Houston, somewhere out there anyway. Good to hear you tonight. Gil, just FYI, cancel my discussion with you yesterday or the other day. Turns out I got kiboshed by zoning regulations, so forget that project. As far as radio goes, tonight's one of the first nights I've turned my radio on in ages, but I will be seeing what I can pull together for the VHF contest this weekend and try to give everybody some contacts. So back to you on 7IVV.
Okay, very good. And yeah, I remember I made contact with you a week or so ago on 6 meters. I will be trying again SO3B. That means 6 meters, 2 meters, and 70 centimeters operation. I will primarily be focusing on FT8, and like Rich, if the band opens, I will probably pop up to do some sideband activity as well. But I will also remember to look pretty much on the hour every once in a while for FM calling frequencies. Bob. It's from Bilton at KN4SPL, K3FR.
K3FR from KN4SPL. Good evening, Ron. Thanks for running the net tonight, and good evening to all on the net. Not a whole lot to report here. Haven't really been down in the shack here too often lately, but I am looking forward to this weekend and participating in the VHS contest. So I'm really looking forward to that, getting back to the shack, getting back into the swing of things. And I just want to throw this out there. I have a freebie if anyone wants it. I have a 32-foot fiberglass extension ladder. It's a little bit too much for me to handle. I think I'm going to go 24-foot aluminum, but this ladder's a little beat up. It's not too old. It's about a year and a half old. But it's just a little bit beat up. So if anyone needs an extension ladder, I got one. It's a freebie. If you don't have a way to pick it up, I can definitely deliver it. But I'm just trying to get rid of it. So just throwing it out there. I'm going to give it back to you, K3FR from KN4SPL. Back to net.
Very good, very good. Anyone who's interested in taking Bob up on his offer of the ladder, go ahead and give a call after the net there. KV4XZ, K3FR, what's up?
Good evening. Yes, and 7IVV, I was in Dallas, Fort Worth. I was there for 3 years. I've now transferred to my company's, I'll just leave it at that, New York City office. I now reside in Bloomfield, New Jersey, which is right off the New Jersey Transit line that heads straight into New York Penn. So my social life has picked up considerably. I'm down here for a meeting, so drove in today and visited with some friends in the Quantico area. and then I headed southwest and bebopped around Culpeper. If you guys remember, I used to live in Culpeper. And just an observation, it's always nice that there's things that don't change, but when you see things that have changed and you go past and there used to be an old house and now they've put a development there or things like that, those things always seem so out of place, but when things just change gradually, it's not as noticeable. So I'm certain people that have been making the same commute didn't notice those things. But one of the things I do appreciate that has not changed is the friendliness, the camaraderie, and the activity level of the Farah Club. And I hope to someday make my way back down this way after retirement and become more active in the club again. But knowing that the net was tonight, I bolted the 2300 into the car, and just to make certain I'd be able to tune into the net, not through Echo Link, but in person. Back to net control. This is Kilo Victor 4, X-Ray Zulu.
All right, Matt, KUE4XC, K3FR. Being a Jersey fellow myself, I know I'm going to be quite surprised when I get up there this springtime for my high school 60th anniversary reunion. I've looked at the area around Somerville and Bridgewater Township, and I know that a lot has changed since the last time I've been there. We're getting that here too in the Manassas area with all of the data centers going in. I think they're trying to take over from Loudoun County. Oh my goodness. I guess it'll be interesting when I slip these bounds. Randy, what's new from you? WB7RAV, K3FR.
This is WB7RAV, and the net. Not doing too bad. Trying to do some more Barak chats. Got a couple more yesterday. And trying to decode now, but nothing seems to be coming across. So I'll try again a little bit later. Nothing else going on here. WV7RAV, back to that.
Okay, very good. I guess one of these days I'll try to look into the Varac as well. We had a presentation on it at the OVH meeting last night. That brings us to the bottom of our list. Now, Dick, how are things with you? KY4OP, K3FR.
KY4OP. Things are going well here. We've just gotten our reservations and tickets for a convention later on this year. And just scheduled for the March, so we'll be doing March, so we're updating a couple of other that's all I've got for tonight, so KY4OP, back to that control.
Okay, very good, Nick. I got about 99.9% of that. You were fading in a little bit, I guess, as your head was moving, talking on a handy, possibly, with the shot into the repeater there, breaking it. Okay, now, are there any other check-ins or rechecks? This is K3FR.
K1HTV.
4RX7IBB.
Okay, I have rechecks from Rich and from Brad. I have also RKE. I did not get the full call on at your mobile. This is, please give me your call slowly, phonetically, and we'll check you in here. And go ahead and make comment for us.
Kilo Foxtrot 4, Romeo Kilo Tango's Tony at no comment.
Okay, Tommy. Very good. Thank you for checking into us, KF4RTK, RKT. This is K3FR. Rich, you were the first here. Go ahead and make your recheck.
It's K1HTV. Just a comment for both Nick, KY4OP, and for Matt, KV4XZ. Your audio is very low, very low. And the Matt, you can't, I don't think you're, since you're not a club member, club members can listen to the playback of the meeting starting at 9 o'clock. So, Nick, you may want to listen and see how low your audio is compared to the rest of the stations. If you have a gain control on that, crank it up. If not, you really need to get much closer to the mic. But for those who want to see how they sound, the recording, which is available on the main W4VA website, the link to it, it becomes available at 9 p.m. on that night. So you may want to listen to see how you sound. That's about it. 7-3 all around, K1HTV.
Okay, thank you, Rich. Brad, you had a recheck there. N7IBB, K3FR.
Yeah, thanks, N7IBB here. Two things. Bob's comment made me think that if nobody else wants it, perhaps a ladder of that magnitude might be well to donate into the club's collection of pieces and parts for field days and whatnot. Just a thought. Also, I'm not downsizing, but I realize that I've collected some stuff over the years, or over the very recent years, that frankly I'll never get around to using, and if I do, I'll just buy another one. But I've got a brand new Hack RF that for sale, and a brand new Nano DNA also. Neither one of them have been used virtually at all. I'll post them up on groups.io with some prices. Basically, you know, you consider whatever the going rate is for them minus shipping, so might be a good deal for somebody if they want to pick it up. Back to you. Thanks a lot again for doing that, and everybody else, good hearing from you, and 7IBB.
Okay, very good, Brad. Thank you very much. That brings us to the end. Certainly anybody who wants to carry on with the discussion, either at the after the net or over on the 440 machine, please feel free to do so once the net is closed here. Please stand by for tones. Okay, so it gets rid of that. All right. This is K3FR for the Paranet. I want to thank you, everyone, for joining us tonight. And if you would like further information regarding tonight's discussion or information on FARA, please see our website at w4va.org or send an email to FARANET, that is Foxtrot Alpha Romeo Alpha November Echo Tango, at w4va.org. This is Kilowatt 3 Foxtrot Romeo, K3FR, closing the Farinet and returning the repeater to normal use. Thank you all and good evening. 73.
K1HTV, KY4OP.
There you go, KY4OP, K1HTV. It sounds better. What'd you do?
A couple of things. I had actually checked in and out because I'm on the HT upstairs. Actually, I'm Breeze up HT upstairs because I was lazy and didn't feel like going down to the basement to grab mine or get on the radio down there. But I appreciate the comment on that. I went ahead in the settings on her radio and pushed up the mic gain a little bit, so it sounds like it's at least a little bit louder now.
Much better. Yeah, sounds good. And I think the operators need to know that if they sound very, very low, you were really very low in the noise, almost, well, where you're moving around, so you actually dip into the noise. That plus very low deviation makes a tough copy. So I was able, you know, with the extra ears, I can, you know, just like what Ron was saying, got about 90-something percent of it. So a lot of guys, you know, in time you sort of fill in between the blank spaces. It's even more fun on CW. If you've ever done CW, you know, with QSB, you hear parts of letters, parts of words, and you got to piece them together based on the dits and does. It makes for interesting brain exercises. KY4OP, K1HTV.
Yeah, I copy that on the CW. Haven't done a whole lot. I've have enough that I've been able to do some soda QSOs with it. but that's about as much as I can get is having an idea of what call sign I'm listening for on a frequency and being able to confirm by what I hear that it's there and then send mine back with the report. But anyway, I got to get going here, but I did want to check the audio level and make sure that pushing the gain up was an improvement on Breeze HT here. So I'll go ahead and say 73 and have a great evening. KY4OP.
Very good. And a side comment here. You know the QSL card, your first one you sent out for the 4-H Club? I just found it yesterday in the vehicle between the two front seats. There's another thing in between the whole, you know, a holder of cups and other things. I found the card. It's somehow from the mail slipped down. So I'm going to print the card and ship one back to the 4-H group. But I apologize for the long delay in response to the QSL card. But at least I found it. That reminds me of just quickly, my oldest, longest reception of a QSL card is 19 years. Got two from Italian stations. Apparently, the cards may have slipped some behind a cabinet somewhere, and somebody found them, and then 19 years later, they put them back in the QSL Bureau service, and I was able to get the cards after a 19-year wait. This wait here was only probably a month or so. 73 KY4 OP K1 HTV.
73, Rich. Yeah, no worries. We actually were delayed in sending it out. It took a while for us to get the QSL cards printed. But, yeah, the kids would love to get one back. You can send it back to the Warrington address on there, or you can QSL via Breeze P.O. box. The 4-H office just switched out some staff, so I'm not 100% sure if they're tracking getting QSL cards to us. So if you send it to Breeze P.O. box, it'll guarantee that we get it.
Okay, I'll use that address then. Very good, Nick. 73, K1HTV clear.
73, KY4OP clear.
K1HTV, Kilo Victor 4 X-ray Zulu. When we chatted earlier, was my gain better at that time than during the net?
You sounded fine then. Right now your audio is low. Not as low as Nick was, but it's low. It's compared to the CWID, you're many dB lower.
It has to be this microphone head. I'm using my outside voice here inside of the car. I'll go through the settings right now. I'm looking on my phone at the quick start guide. 73, Rich. Kilo Victor 4 X-ray Zulu. I will be monitoring.
Okay, Matt. Good luck. Hope you can find out the problem and crank up the audio. I know you don't want to have weak audio. 73, K1HTV clear.
KI4DRJ.
KI4DRJ, I have not heard that call before. This is K1HTV, K1 Hotel, Tango Victor, name is Rich.
K1HTV, this is KI4DRJ, Mike in Fairfax. I just ran across your net after I came off of the Fairfax Aries net, made a note of the net for the future, and I just wanted to see if I could hit the repeater to be able to get in.
Very good, Mike. You're solid, very solid, almost full quieting. From Fairfax, doing a great job. Okay, on your local net. Yeah, we're on every Wednesday and Sunday at 8 p.m., so if you're around, please check in. K1HTV, I'm in Amosville, about 10 miles west of the Warrington repeater.
Okay, fine business. I'll see you guys next week. This is KI4DRJ.
73 Mike, K1HTV clear.
Kilo Victor 4 X-ray Zulu with his mic's gain set to high.
Oh, that sounds perfect now. You did it.
Yeah, when I turned off the weather alert, it was the next setting, and I must have bumped the knob and cranked it down on myself. 73, everybody. Kilo Victor 4 X-ray Zulu will be monitoring.
Very good, Matt. That's the way it should sound. Sounds great. 73, K1HTV clear. By the way, I'm on 17 meters. Interesting propagation. Hearing a station in India, VU3CPL. And he's swung the beam to the southwest, and he's coming in the long path. So there's an opening to India via the South Pacific, K1HTV.
Is that on FT8, Rich, K-Square Park?
Yeah, I'm up in the kitchen talking on the HT and or in the dining room, looking at the computer, and I'm giving this guy a call. He's an Egg 10, wow. But that's with a beam. That's with a five-element Yagi. No, it's a three-element Yagi. Three-element dual band 17, 12, and also has a dipole for 30 meters, this trap dipole. But it looks like the conditions are pretty decent.
Okay, we're good. I'm bringing my WSJTX back up here. see about trying to listen to that. Thanks for the call out. K3FR.
Very good, Rod. Well, keep your fingers crossed we get something on 6. HF is one thing, but 6 is where it should be happening. I just hope the next batch of sunspots comes around pretty quick, and we end up with a good F2 opening before the season ends. Usually the F2, when it by the end of February, if we haven't had anything by then, it's going to pretty much dry up no matter what the solar flux is. So keep our fingers crossed that the sun wakes up a little bit more. We were teased by the high numbers, but nothing really happened. 7-3, Ron. Thanks for doing the net. Great job as usual. K3FR, K1HTV, clear.
Kilo Victor 4, X-ray Zulu, clear.
What's this DF? K1HTV, K3FR.
K1HTV.
Yeah, this is Ron, K3FR. What's this DF?
It's on 1963.
Okay, thanks. Just wanted to see.
Good luck, K1HTV.
I haven't decoded him yet.